This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Nation pose a grave threat to our national security.
Joining us now, Chris Wallace, anchor of Fox News Sunday. Okay, we've heard the word leaks a lot over the last several months. Chris, what exactly is the president talking about? What are the Brits talking about? What leaks are concerning?
Well, you said that the president is upset. One of the reasons he's upset is he's at the NATO meeting in Brussels, and his British counterpart, Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, is very upset and has raised the question of whether or not the United Kingdom is going to share information with the United States. What they're specifically concerned about is that there were leaks of the name of the bomber, and also videos, pictures that showed some of the key elements of the bomb. You say, well, why did that matter? Because a lot of this was being leaked here in America by intelligence services that had gotten it from the Brits, just as the British police, British law enforcement were raiding various apartments, were trying to roll up the network of people involved in the savage attack in Manchester, and to the degree that the name of the people or some of the components were disclosed, conceivably people would go to ground, would hide, and would understand that they were now being searched for, that they were under suspicion. So it really interferes with the effectiveness, the ability of British law enforcement to try to roll up this terror network.
I'm curious your thoughts on this, Chris. Are we seeing just a difference in the way that investigators approach these sort of investigations? You know, here at home, we want the name, we want details right away. We're going to put that person out. We've seen this in past terror attacks quite a bit. Is it a difference just culturally in the way that we're doing investigations, or are these intelligence officials that are purposely trying to embarrass the president perhaps while he's overseas with these leaks?
I doubt that. I mean, I just think that what you're seeing is a complete breakdown in culture. We've seen this with a number of leaks that had a more political motivation. I don't think this particularly had that. It just seems that there are folks, whether it's in law enforcement or in the intelligence communities here in the United States, that aren't able to keep secrets, and that's part of their job. You know, it's quite striking. Sometimes you want to put information out immediately because it may help in trying to catch the person, but sometimes if you know who the bad guy is, and you're trying to search for his confederates, people that may have been involved in it, you don't want that information out because you don't want those people to know that, gee, the name of the bomber is out, so therefore I'm going to be under suspicion next. This was coming out just at the time that they were raiding apartments in Manchester, so they thought it was a tremendous barrier, obstacle to their ability to try to catch these people before they tried to escape.
Well, you know, if you think back, Scott, when this was all being reported, it, you know, because I was watching the BBC as well as American press, and it seemed like the American press and what was being reported was way ahead of the BBC. The BBC was, you know, was still talking in terms of, they didn't want to call it a terrorist. We weren't sure. There was a public announcement there at the concert that it was, it was something had fallen. It wasn't a bomb, or, I mean, they didn't say it wasn't a bomb, but they tried to calm the people by misrepresenting the emergency there. And, the people, you know, every police force, whatever area has their procedures in which to follow. This is the way their culture operates. And I think it's pretty arrogant of the United States to preempt what the UK was doing, because that's the way they operate. That should be respected. And the fact that this information got out, pictures and that, is disgusting. And this is something I know that was embarrassing not only to the president, should be embarrassing to the reporters here in America and the people. I mean, we don't want to be messing up a program that allows them. I mean, here they are trying to, you know, roll up this network, and we're getting in the way of their ability to do that. shame on us and shame on the reporters and those that leaked out this information. And something needs to be, you know, they need to throw a rope around this deal and really tighten the noose on these guys, because this is ridiculous, if not problematic.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, back with you, America. Yes, it's another day in the life with Lauren, staying above the fray, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Her 25-year background in the media. You can find her on Facebook at Living with Lauren and on Instagram under Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Did I say that right?
Living Life with Lauren.
Living Life with Lauren. Well, why did you tell me Living with Lauren? Maybe I just didn't hear you right.
But since somebody stole that on Instagram that doesn't even use it, maybe I'll change it to that, because maybe that'll be an open handle.
Well, yeah, exactly. So Living Life with Lauren, that's on Facebook. Uh-huh. And then on Instagram, it's Lauren Kitchen Stewart, right? With an S.
Right.
With two S's,
that's
right there.
Right.
Well, that's the way it goes.
I'd love to hear from all of our listening family. It makes my day.
I know, and you do such a great job at that. I mean, you're just the ultimate multitasker, because I remember in Los Angeles when we worked together, your fingers were smoking. Because as you're on the air playing music, you're like, you know, people are talking to you, you're having this conversation, you're on the air talking to the audience en masse, and then you have individual conversations, you know, you got all your followers, you know, that you're...
I got in trouble for that, too, because the keyboard would go tick, 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 so if I'd be on the air and then emailing people and returning, the, you know, a response to them, my program director's like, you can hear the ticking in the background. And so they changed my keyboard to a silent keyboard. Isn't that hilarious?
That
and
is
then
so
after
hilarious.
I got off the air, I would stay to answer my emails because I loved it.
Yes,
and
right.
my program director would go, why are you still here? I'm like, I'm answering my emails. He's like, go home. You've been up since 4. I'm like, no, I dig this.
Yes, right.
I'm
exactly.
A people person. But, just, I love hearing from people, especially if you're nice. If you're not nice, I don't like that as much, but I'll still talk to you.
That's right. Well, I got to tell you, you know, and I wish I was good, as good as you, even close to being as good as you. I mean, you're my hero when it comes, you know, to the social media and how that's been so engaging. And I'm really, I mean, I'm getting better at this. My son, you know, who's, I mean, this is so instinctual to him. He just goes, oh, Dad, you don't get it. It's kind of like the scene, you know, in what was the Billy Crystal movie? Oh, gosh, where they were horseback riding, you know, that kind of, what was it called? Not Urban Cowboy.
What was it?
Oh, Scott, help us. You know this stuff. Scott's usually...
Scott, what is the movie with Jack Palance?
Yes, exactly.
He won the Best Supporting Actor and did the push-up on the stage at the Academy Awards. My goodness.
Anyway, there's that.
Yes,
I know. And our audience is going, we're gonna tweet you. We're gonna tweet you too. You need tweeting. You know, yes, we need a lifeline. We need everything here. But anyway, So in the movie, there's
you
a scene.
You put that on Instagram, didn't you?
Yes. Well, I've been on it, but I've just recently started posting some things. And in fact, people's response over my granddaughter, she was in New York, and my favorite daughter-in-law, Devin, and they were in New York, and they went to 42nd Street, where we have this new electronic billboard there. And it's Bill Martinez Live, big promotion piece for the show. And it comes up every hour, about 2 minutes after the hour. And they had just missed it, got to the tail of it when they first got there about nine, maybe they got there about nine, just right at the end of 9:02. And missed it, and they had to wait a whole hour, bless their hearts, and they did, and they captured that picture, and it is going all over the place. But that's sweet little Ava, who just had her first communion. Yeah, she is such a doll. And they capture the picture, and there it is. You know, she's hanging with Grandpa's, electronic billboard there. So now, officially, Scott says, you're Broadway Bill. You know, I'm Broadway Bill.
And you're Broadway Bill with a flip phone.
That's it, you know. So it's been kind of wild, this past week, because not only that, which was a big blessing for that. Did I tell you that I went vegan? You know, I got some advice from a doctor.
You are becoming like my dad. My dad was vegan for the past 15 years, but he was a pescatarian since the 70s. The 70s, nobody did that.
No, yeah, exactly.
About the slaughterhouses and the animal stuff. He's like, no more. And people thought we had lost our minds. So he's been doing it forever, and he's 87 and healthy as a horse and driving. So there might be something to that.
Well, my soon-to-be 93-year-old mother goes, I never heard of a Mexican vegan. What the heck's going on here? So she thinks Florida. I said, well, Mom, I can still eat tortillas. You know, I just have to keep all the animal stuff out of there. You know, so but anyway, getting back to
tofu, beef, and
no, I got tofu is, you know, I don't know. I've just never been a tofu fan. I understand people say, well, it kind of absorbs whatever it's in. I don't know. So I'm kind of I'm there. I mean, I'm finishing up my first week, and hey, you know, I feel pretty good, and I'm like almost like James Brown. You know, I feel good. And yeah, that's it. I'm getting there. So
I'm doing the opposite of you. I'm like trying to get off sweets and carbs because I'm not a big meat eater, and I'm trying to add more protein.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm taking another road.
Well, you know, and the thing is, my son has just come here, right, to Florida to live nearby, and he's the best cook. I got to tell you, David knows how to cook, and he got one of these French cooking things called sous vide. Have you heard about that,
where
you
kind of
you boil your meat, you know, kind of thing? Yeah, it's this incredible device. It cooks the steak all. Lauren, the best steak I ever had is what this kid did for me, what he made for me, and I thought, oh my gosh. And then on top of that, then he's, you know, he's just one of these incredibly multi-talented kids. So then he comes over one day and we get some fresh fish, and he starts doing sushi for me. And so now sushi's gone too. So the best steaks.
So you don't
best
need the Suzy Q or whatever it is anymore.
Oh yeah, the sous vide. No, yeah, it's like, oh my. Sous-vide. Well, for him though. But oh my goodness, it is incredible what that device does. I should think to set it and forget it was all that in a bag of chips. But forget about it now. I mean, but of course now really forget about it because I'm a Mexican vegan now. It's incredible. Hey, that movie, by the way, City Slickers. That's what we're trying to remember. City Slickers. So there's that scene in City Slickers where they're talking about, you know, how you can watch TV, you can watch another channel and record yet another channel. And they're going over this over and over again. And the one guy, he's not getting it. And if I look at, you've been talking about this for 3 hours. He doesn't get it. Forget it. He's not, you know, so to me, this is. Yeah, to me, some of the social media stuff is a little bit like that, and that's what my son, I have to laugh because I think, oh my gosh, all we need to do is be on a couple of horses out there in the range and hearing somebody else saying, forget it, he'll never get it, but you know.
He's not crossing over, it's not gonna
Hey, speaking of which, you got the first day of summer. Knox is out of school now.
Oh, my word. I have never been so excited for summer. You have two kids in elementary school. I'm celebrating way more than when I was in school. I mean, I'm just so excited.
What are your plans? What are you going to do?
We're going to travel, and this is what changed.
Oh,
and
you know, you got to come with us. We're going to go to Branson, Missouri. We're going to go to Branson, Missouri to go see Moses there. It is incredible, Lauren. We got to work
this
out. We got to meet up there. We'll talk about this even more. Stay with us, America. Yes, it is Living Life with Lauren. And we've got more from Lauren right after this. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. As we said, we'd love to hear from you.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Of an explosion at Manchester Arena in the city centre. Currently, we have 19 people confirmed to have lost their lives in the explosion and around 50 casualties. We are currently treating this as a terrorist incident.
All your time waiting. that second chance. For a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
I ask everybody to be vigilant and to cooperate with and support the police as they go about their important work. And while we mourn the victims of last night's appalling attack, we stand defiant. The spirit of Manchester and the spirit of Britain is far mightier than the sick plots of depraved terrorists.
In the arms of the
remarks today by sending the thoughts and prayers of the entire American people to the victims of the terrorist attack. I want to send our condolences to the many families who lost their loved ones, dozens of innocent people, beautiful young children savagely murdered in this heinous attack upon humanity. I repeat again that we must drive out the terrorists and the extremists from our midst, obliterate this evil ideology, and protect and defend our citizens and people of the world.
Martinez live.
As Manchester and the world weeps over what happened in this terrorist attack, Lauren, you know, Big Wave Dave put this together. I know you know Big Wave Dave personally as well. He's one of our dear friends, and what a touching tribute to those that lost their lives, those that are going to be on a long road of healing as a result of this terrorist attack. And, you know, our prayer is that our leaders would hearken to the voice of, you know, Theresa May, but particularly our own president, who is willing to call out this evil for what it is that has to be confronted. And this means the United States needs to come together. Forget about all the political ideology and the banter and the rhetoric going back and forth. I mean, safety and peace is job one, is it not?
It is. And I've said to myself many times in the past week, as I'm seeing the photos shot up on the TV screen of the precious people that lost their lives, I'm so thankful we have a president that wants to do something about it. And also, we need to encourage one another to be involved. When I heard that the neighbors knew about this extremist, this jihadist, and they chose not to say anything, so they didn't want to rock the boat, and to know that could have been prevented. All of those lives could have been saved if those neighbors had stood up and said, hey, we need to report this. We're kind of concerned, you know, don't want to make any waves, but y'all should probably check this out. We right. all need to be proactive in watching and looking and paying attention and being mindful. And that really hurt my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
We've gotten to this point in our world that we're so politically correct that we don't want to rock the boat. We have to rock the boat.
Without a doubt. Well, the same thing, Lauren, happened in San Bernardino, California. The neighbors looked over the wall. They saw this stuff going on back there. And, you know, they don't, you know, this is the danger.
Problem.
Yeah. The political correctness, you know, you don't want to be an Islamophobe. You don't want to do this, you know, okay. But doesn't peace, you know, of your family, doesn't it trump being Islamophobic? You know, does not the safety of your neighbors trump that? You know, we're really screwed up. We need to get our heads straight around this and understand that evil is evil. You know, as the philosopher said, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And clearly, you know, we had a conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, a former Green Beret, this morning. And he says, look, at we're about a year away of something like this happening here in the United States. I mean, think about it. And that's just terrorists. We're not even talking about North Korea and all the threats that are coming from North Korea these days. So, you know, we have to see something. You say something. We have to understand that this is still about in many. We are one. Yes, we're a diverse culture. You know, I was talking with somebody else today, too, Lauren. I was at church. This was a number of years ago. And there was probably about 1,200 people in the sanctuary there. And the pastor, you know, somehow the conversation came up of the diverse cultures that were in America today. And just in that sanctuary alone, as he took a survey, there were over 170 cultures represented in that sanctuary on that Sunday morning. That's incredible. I mean, we have embrace multiculturalism. That has happened, but still there needs to be that qualifying filter. You know, like in the old days, you know, when you would come in, and I mean the old days, even in the Old Testament, you know, are you friend or foe? Are you coming to help us? Are you coming to hurt us?
Right.
You know, and somehow
mm-hmm.
we can't ask that question now. What's wrong with us? We don't want to learn from history.
I think people are afraid too. Yeah. I think people not only, you know, don't want to rock the boat, but they have fear, you know, not to get involved because they want their life to stay safe. And I understand that you want to be careful. You know, you want to guard yourself and, but not let that fear dominate over being involved. And don't you think that people have a lot of that happening too now? They're like, okay, I want my little world to be safe and okay. As long as you're not bothering me, I'm just going to look forward, not look to the right or to the left and get involved. And the root of that is fear.
Yes. Well, on all levels, we need an activated citizenry. You know, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. I had a conversation with Tom Coburn, the former senator, which we're going to be playing back excerpts from that interview that I did yesterday. Oh, what a great man. I mean, what he contributed in service to our country. He is pushing, you know, he's leading the way to an Article 5 convention where there is a convention of the states to amend the Constitution for some critical issues like a balanced budget and other things like that, important issues that we need to deal with. Like I say, that's going to be coming up. But, you know, he talks about, you know, he talks about these values, about what we need to do to protect America, to make sure that it continues.
Well, that's why I think most of us that are on this side of the way we think are so thankful that we do have a president that is strong, you know, that says we are going to handle this. Can you imagine if I don't want to say it out of my mouth, if the other had happened at the election? I just shudder, you know, saying to think if Trump had not won, I just still go, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. And that enough people stood up and said, we want change, we want protection, we want someone that cares, we want someone that's not so entrenched in politics they can't see the forest for the trees. That gives me comfort to know that even though it seems like there's not a majority of sane people, there are.
Yeah, right. Well, some of this is real simple. That's why I was saying today, people are sitting there, you know, having their cup of coffee in the kitchen, go, what is wrong with this? You know, this is insanity. This is upside down kind of stuff. But, you know, please understand, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's like being fat. You wake up one day, you'll kind of obese. I got to do something about this. It took you a while to get there. It's going to take you a while to get out of there unless you just absolutely starve yourself to death. But then, you know, it ends up for all those stories you hear about how everybody gained the weight faster than they lost it again.
Right.
But, you know, so it is. Yeah. Hey, I'm right. You think I don't speak from experience?
That's why I'm speaking now.
That's why I'm a vegan. Yes, exactly. I'm telling you. So it is a process. We need to continue to pray. We need to continue to be activated, get involved, let our congressmen, let our senators know you've got to speak up. They have taken advantage of our laxness. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people. That means they serve at our behest, not the other way around. Okay, remind everybody once again your Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff, how they can be in touch with you. You've got 10 seconds.
Facebook, Living Life with Lauren. Instagram, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Love to hear from you, family. Have an awesome weekend.
Yeah, there it is. Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Lauren, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Bill Martinez.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Time to talk about something of interest for pet owners in New York and New Jersey recently who were warned about a deadly disease that is passed through rats. Recently, there's been a rise in the number of dogs who have contracted. I'll tell you, this is an interesting. Richard Goldstein, you're going to have to help me with this contraction of this disease. Leptospirosis. Okay, that's the word of the day, okay? It's a bacterial infection transmitted through rat urine that can infect animals and people. Dogs may be exposed to the infection after lapping up puddle water or being exposed to freshwater sources such as rivers, lakes, and streams. Now, you just heard the voice of Dr. Richard Goldstein, so we'll bring him on right now. He's the chief medical officer at the Animal Medical Center in New York City. Dr. Goldstein, good morning to you. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, I guess the question for people here in understanding about lepto, if it's left untreated, it can lead to fatal kidney disease. Is that not right?
It can. This is one of the most severe, if not the most severe, infectious diseases that we see in the United States, of, you know, outside of the shelter environment. So dogs that have homes, go on walks, you know, live in apartments, have a backyard. In those dogs, if they're not protected, we see often fatal diseases. Even in the best hospitals in the country, like ours, the Animal Medical Center or the university hospitals, we have about 20 to 25% mortality with this disease. And if they do survive, there's really, really big vet bills.
Mm, wow. Well, leptospirosis, we know that's the word of the day. What is it, Dr. Goldstein?
So this, as you said very quite correctly in your introduction, this is a bacterial disease carried by many, many rodents and wildlife in the East Coast. And it's mostly raccoons or rats or possums. It can be even on the West Coast, even the sea lions are carrying it. And it comes out in their urine, and then it stays live in any wet environment, so swamps, puddles, streams, lakes, just as you said, fresh water, not salt, not the ocean. And then when people go in, and play in the water or do rafting or bathe or their pets go and lap it up, they get sick. And worldwide, this is a tremendously important disease in humans as well. Tens of thousands of people contract this disease every year in people. So it's a really important disease in both animals and people.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was my next question. You know, does this affect humans? What are the risk factors? What are we talking about here?
Well, we used to think of this as, dogs are out hunting, and it's just not true anymore. So we see this in urban dogs, suburban dogs. We see it in Manhattan on the Upper East Side. You know, any dog that's out licking a blade of grass where a mouse might have peed can get lepto. And so it's every single dog in this country. We used to think that maybe in the arid desert there was not a lot of it because it requires fresh water. But this year, tons of lepto in Arizona even. So it's all over the country. It's everywhere, and it's any dog that comes that basically goes outside at all is at risk, no doubt.
What symptoms should we be looking for?
Initially, and this is part of the tough thing, initially it's very kind of vague and nonspecific. Inappetence, lethargy, so they're just depressed, they don't want to eat, they can have a fever, and then they can start vomiting. Really common signs of many, many other conditions, too. So it's important for the veterinarian to think about leptospirosis relatively early. They might also be drinking more and urinating more, and eventually will develop even more severe signs of really being really, really sick. But the initial presentation is tricky, and that's why early awareness on the part of the owner to talk to the vet, to go to the vet, and on the part of the veterinarian and early testing is really key to diagnose this disease early.
Mm-hmm. Well, our conversation is with Dr. Richard Goldstein, currently Chief Medical Officer at the Animal Medical Center in New York City, as a veterinarian. We're talking about this dangerous disease that is spreading. It's not only just in New York. We're hearing reports across the country, as he stated earlier. And we're talking about leptospirosis. And Dr. Goldstein, let me ask you, what can we do to protect our pets?
We have really good vaccines for dogs. We can't really separate dogs from wildlife. If you think about it, we can't say, okay, I'm not going to have my dog come near a place where a raccoon urinated, you know, even if you're in downtown Chicago, which is one of the hottest places for lepto. So really prevention comes down to vaccine. We have excellent vaccines. The vaccines are safe. They're efficacious. They protect against the strains of the bacteria that we see in the U.S. And in my opinion, this should be what we call a core vaccine for every dog in this country. Should be protected. It's such a bad disease, and it's a relatively easy thing to prevent with vaccination.
Now we're talking about dogs, but cats as well?
Not so much. You know, cats maybe can. We don't know why cats don't get sick. Cows do, sheep do, horses do. Cats not so much. Either they're too smart to drink gross water, you know, or they just have some kind of resistance to getting sick. We really don't see this disease commonly. There's probably 5 or 10 cats that have been documented ever with this disease. So it can happen, but really, really rare. It's a livestock disease in this country, horses, and then mainly dogs.
Yeah. Well, you know what the cats are saying. They're kind of looking at you like what? You expect us to drink that stuff? We don't drink
exactly.
that stuff. We're not going to get sick, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
We love cats with an attitude. Why is testing, again, so important here?
Testing testing is key because this is a disease that is very treatable early on, but becomes less and less treatable as the disease progresses. And as you said, they develop kidney failure, liver failure, and often will die without aggressive early treatment. And so diagnosing the disease early and giving the appropriate antibiotic and supportive care is important. And, you know, one of the reasons I think we're talking this morning is we just have a new test that came out in the market. It's the Witness test by Zoetis that uses a type of antibody to test. It's called an IgM antibody, which means it's the first antibody that's produced after infection. So even within a couple days after showing clinical signs, we can get a positive result on this test. So it's a question of awareness of the owner to, you know, to talk to your veterinarian when your dog doesn't look right, is not feeling well, is vomiting or not eating. And then a question of the veterinarian using this test and getting a rapid diagnosis and then appropriate treatment. And then the whole thing becomes a relatively easy disease to treat.
And then again, we're reminded as pet owners, there are some proactive things you can do. Go get your pet inoculated, right?
Yeah, talk to your veterinarian. I mean, and many dogs might be, and the owners don't even know about it. But I would suggest that every pet owner ask the veterinarian, is my dog protected for leptospirosis? And if not, can we get this done? It's a two-shot series initially and then once a year, so it's not that big a deal. It can be done as part of their annual protocol anyway. That's what I would suggest. If you know, talk to your veterinarian, say, is my dog protected? And if not, you know, when can I come in to get it done?
That's great. Where can people go for more information, Dr. Goldstein?
Well, the first place is your veterinarian. They know about this disease. They know about the importance of it, and they would be happy to help all their clients and talk about this disease. There are also websites. Our website at the Animal Medical Center, amcny.org. We have good information, and then the Zoetis website, which is zoetisus.com/lepto, L-E-P-T-O, also has information about the disease and specifically about this new test as well.
And as you say, leptospirosis is pretty much spreading across the country. I took note that you said Chicago seems to be a higher incident area as well, which is interesting.
Yeah, there was always leptospirosis in this country, but it historically has been more in pockets. So Chicago was bad, some of the East Coast was bad, Northern California was bad, Southeast, you know, Louisiana, but now it's basically filling out the entire country. So when we look at a map of where dogs are getting diagnosed, there really is no state. Hawaii is very bad. About half the human cases in this country actually come from Hawaii. It's an endemic to Hawaii. Not a reason not to go to Hawaii, but it's bad there. And then there's even cases in Alaska. So really there is all 50 states.
Exactly.
Well, and it's something we should be worried about.
Well, Dr. Goldstein, thank you so much. Great information here for all the dog owners out there. And we recommend that you be proactive. Dr. Richard Goldstein, currently the Chief Medical Officer at the Animal Medical Center in New York City. Dr. Goldstein, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for doing it.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
This report is brought to you by Cochlear. Baby boomers are suffering from hearing loss in record numbers across the United States, but many let their condition go untreated. Approximately one-third of Americans between ages 65 and 74, and nearly half of those over age 75, experience hearing loss, but nearly 70% do not use a hearing aid. Additionally, nearly 2 million Americans could be candidates for cochlear implant technology, but only 5% of those who could benefit from it have been treated. Dr. Daniel Zeitler is a neurologist and skull-base surgeon at Virginia Mason Medical Center.
Many baby boomers are experiencing hearing loss that could be treated with cochlear implant technology, the only proven technology for those with hearing loss in the severe to profound range. Medicare, most insurance plans, and often Medicaid cover cochlear implants. It's so important that anyone with hearing loss talk to their doctor about the treatment options that may be available to improve and maintain their quality of life.
For more information, visit cochlear.com/US.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller joins us, founder, senior pastor, with his wife Tammy of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, widely considered an expert in the field of end-time prophecy, as he annually hosts a prophecy conference that draws crowds in excess of 10,000 people from all over the United States. Pastor Phil, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be talking to you today.
Hey,
what's going on in our world, isn't there?
Boy, there's so much going on, and I appreciated your column on considering what is happening in our world relevant to Manchester and its prophetic influence and implication. Tell our audience what you wrote about.
Well, I did an a piece that got actually published this morning in Charisma Magazine, and it was really asking the questions about Manchester that I think nobody's really asking, and that is what's really going on. So I've done some research in my book, and I thought I would just kind of cross-check some similar things about territorial spirits and the way that they resurface in our world in same places doing same activities. So just to give you two quick examples, Dallas, Texas, President Kennedy shot, Dallas policemen are shot, just within the last year on, in a spot that was just 0.3 mile from where Kennedy was shot, which for most people might seem like a coincidence, but then I began to cross-check a few others, like the Munich Olympics in 1972, and where the Palestinian group kidnapped and then killed Israeli Olympians.
Olympians, yes,
and
right.
that was then followed up, just if you remember, a little over a year ago, by a shooter at McDonald's in Munich, And what's interesting about it, it was actually about 0.2 miles from where the Olympics village was. And so now we've got two that are very coincidental. So I began to just look into Munich
Manchester.
Into Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And in looking at that, I discovered that, first of all, and I could do dozens of things about Manchester related to bombs, but 1940, the Blitz, 700 people died. The bombing was primarily at the city center.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1996, there was an IRA bombing there where it was the largest bomb ever exploded in the UK, interestingly enough. And it was right there at the city center. And then I looked at the Ariana Grande concert and realized it was 0.3 miles from the city center at the arena where they. So I looked at these and said, these are territorial spirits. This is not just some crazy guy who did something crazy. Indeed, that was the case, but it was more than that. So that was kind of that's the big picture that got me thinking about it.
Yeah, and that's it is quite provocative, as you said, very honestly. I mean, nobody else is reporting on this and seeing these kind of connections, because there is something about openings that occur within the spiritual world, and there are dominions that, as you say, rule over territories like this. And so, you know, for example, you know, you could look at 9/11 and New York City and all that happened there, you know, after 9/11 and subsequent to that, as Jonathan Cahn wrote about, was the defiance of the American people not to see this as a warning, but to do in similar form and fashion what the children of Israel said. They made it into a temporal, into a secular, secular perspective, and said, well, the only reason we were attacked because we weren't big enough, we weren't mighty enough, so now we're going to make walls bigger and better so that we're protected, instead of going to the one who had been protecting them all along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what I wrote about is accurate, and I believe it is, then it helps us in looking at and identifying patterns instead of just trying to amp up. You know, Prime Minister May put 5,000 troops on the streets of the UK, which was unprecedented for the UK, first time they've done it, but it was totally worthless. It's yesterday's strategy, because 5,000 troops only tells a terrorist where not to attack. And, you know, we fail to realize that fortresses are, you know, monuments to the futility of man, because, you know, we beat the British at the Revolutionary War by guerrilla warfare. And you're not going to beat this new enemy with using same tactics or, you know, a strong military presence on the streets. It takes more than that.
Right.
And I think it takes intelligence. It takes great, you know, police like we have and intelligence agencies like we have. But it takes spiritual firepower, too. It takes finding the strong man.
Well, you know, even Jesus said that, right, that we had to be gentle as doves, but just as the world. You know, you have to be as cunning as the opponent that you're coming up against. And if we're not going to match that, if we're going to do it in the name of political correctness and in newly defined issues in terms of how we defend ourselves at the military level, of course, the enemy's taking advantage of that.
Yeah, and political correctness has given passports to terrorists. I mean, that's really what's come down to.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we find one who's suspected, we have laws that prevent us from doing anything definitive to stop action that we know they're going to do. It's just a matter of time. And if it's not them, then they're somehow complicit in something that someone else does.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is, you know, to quote Gibbons, we've let the vandals in the gates, and now we don't know what to do with them.
Right. Well, certainly that has been the case, all in the name of multiculturalism and globalism. You know, what happened even in the Old Testament, Phil, when, you know, people would come into a territory, the question that always came along upon their upon meeting them at the gates was, are you friend or foe, right? But we've abandoned that question. We can't ask that question because somehow that is insensitive and unwelcoming. I mean, you know, have we lost our minds or what?
Right. You know, in there was a Harvard professor named Huntington who wrote a book probably 15 years ago. And one of the things he did was he identified the strategy of Islam to overtake America. And it was really just a multifaceted thing of, number one, you know, integrate in society, take over the schools, and then run for political office. And, you know, I'm not saying that all Muslims are bad. I'm just saying that the strategy that they laid out in 1972, they're doing.
Exactly.
And we're sitting back with zero strategy wondering what happened to us.
Well, and it's amazing. We know that from the last administration, as evidenced by all the research of Trevor Loudon out of New Zealand, he said, look, at we have, I think it was close to 100 100 operatives within the inner workings of the Obama administration that are Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas related. And it's like, whoa, what happened here? So to your point, that's exactly, you know, what has happened in our country. It certainly is what happened in the UK. They have no-go zones, all these protected areas, all to protect, you know, Muslims. And even to the point, Phil, which we came close to embracing here in this country, is, you know, hate speech. The way hate speech is being defined there. So it's all, you know, they've become a protected class, and in becoming a protected class, it allows those bad players to run rampant and take advantage of, you know, whether it's the rules of engagement that are employed at the military level or, you know, the cultural differences. Phil, I know that people, you know, this is quite intriguing, the comparisons he brought, whether it's Dallas, Texas, and you talk about Munich and here in Manchester, historically how it's come back, and you could probably go back further and see other incidences in the historical calendar and timeline. What about areas here in the United States beyond Dallas, Texas? We mentioned New York. Was there anything else that came up in your research?
You know, I really just kind of limited it to those because my real point was to identify ISIS in prophetic scriptures. And I deal a whole chapter in my book on ISIS and prophetically what Jesus said about them, which might surprise people because I know people are going to take their concordances and they're going to look up ISIS and see if they can find it in the Bible. It's not there. Mm-hmm. But he does speak about the men of Nineveh.
Right.
And the men of Nineveh, interestingly enough, repented at the preaching of Jonah, but he said this generation, and he didn't use the word generation to speak of that current one, but rather the generation in the coming of the Lord, they would testify against those who failed to hear the gospel and respond to the gospel. And, you know, listeners need to remember that the Middle East in the 700s, 800s was a Christian Middle East.
Exactly.
It was not a Muslim Middle East. It was overtaken by really hundreds of jihads to finally take that land and conquer Christianity. And Christians, instead of being strong, they literally folded and they bowed the knee to Allah and they just went on their merry way. And so now what we find is we find that if you go back to the Assyrian Empire under Ashur,
we got about 10 seconds here, Phil.
And they got to get the book.
Yeah, you got to get the book. One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End of Times, and The Power of Hope. Available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, Phil, always good to be talking to you. Thank you so much. Good stuff here. Appreciate it.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. previously, I didn't believe much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take two shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.